I greet you today in the name of Christ. This is Levi Stolz's sharing with you this week. And I've been sharing about the book of Hosea. And I mentioned yesterday about since this book is kind of a heavy book. There's a lot of lamenting and a lot of prophesying, and it's not like one of those uplifting books like maybe the First and Second John, some of those New Testament scriptures. They're exciting, they're beautiful. But this one is not that way. It's just sad. It's sad when you see a people group that has, can I say their fate has been sealed? And that's got to be a very sad time for the children of Israel when their destruction, when their punishment has been sealed. God is saying that, you know what, I'm not changing my mind. I am going to, judgment is coming. And I do think he said that because he knew they were not going to repent. I do believe if they would have repented, God would have changed his mind. But God in his foreknowledge knew that Israel, and especially the Ephraim, which was a northern tribe, is not going to repent. And therefore, he said that he is finished with them. He has, and reading in chapter 13, again, is just God is telling Ephraim's, the tribe of Ephraim, their destruction. And he's saying, when Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel, but when he offended in Baal, he died. And now, they sin more and more and have made them molten images of silver and idols according to their own understanding, all of it, the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. So they're a bunch of idolatry worshiping people. You know, when Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. You know, when Ephraim spake with a humble heart, when they trembled before God, God listened to them. But now they are worshiping Baal. Verse 4, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior besides me. You know, it was the Lord that led them out of Egypt. And now we touched on that bit yesterday, how they were flirting with the idols of Egypt, the adultery of Egypt. And God chooses an interesting illustration. It shows the wrath of God coming down upon them. It says, I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the call of their heart, and there will I devour them like a lion, and a wild beast shall tear them. Well, we all know that a bear that someone takes their cubs away or separates from their cubs, they just go, they go crazy. You just can't control them. They will do anything they can to protect their little cubs. And God is saying, that's the fury he's going to meet them with. It's not going to be a pretty sight. And it wasn't. When the other nations came in and took the tribes of Israel and, you know, they killed people. They destroyed their cities. They took them captive. And this was not a pretty sight. It was a very grievous sight. And I find it interesting, in our, we have a Bible study, twice a month, with our church, we set small groups aside and we have a Bible study, and our group is studying the book of Joshua. And we just covered there how they took how all these, I think it's chapter 11 in Joshua, how all these nations decided to come towards Joshua and his army. And the Lord basically fought the battle for them. But here we're seeing complete the flip side. The Lord is, can I say, almost fighting against them, and these people have no, there is no mercy left for them. There is, you know, the scripture that says, let me think, my help cometh from afar. I can't think of the scripture right now, but it's the God and his mercy and his help coming to us in times of need. And that's the little bit, the indication he gives there. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps and will rend the core of the heart, and there will I devour them like a lion. Wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. You know, isn't that interesting that they destroyed themselves? And, you know, that is how we can do it in our life today. The Lord offers salvation to all. It is free. All we need to do is repent and accept his grace and his mercy. But so many people, they destroy themselves. God offered that free gift, but they didn't want it. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. The sorrow of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. It's a two-part verse. First of all, it's he's saying, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. But then it turns, then it's kind of like he answers himself. God kind of answers his first part of the verse. It says, O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. It's just, it's a sad time for the children of Israel. I mean, I cannot imagine having God remove his blessing from my life and remove his power from my life. It would just be, life would be hopeless. And I just trust today that you all have crowned him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And you can feel that, the power of God in your life. So God bless you.